Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network. To the Saint Germain Radio Show. This is the first show for 2019. I cannot believe we're into a new year already. We're really excited to bring you another year of the show. As always, before the show gets started, we like to give out some information. So, of course, our friend Brigitte will be channeling. And to find out more about her programs, including her summer retreats that she has coming up this year, make sure to go to her website and check out the different programs and the services and everything that she has to offer. And you can find out more about her at her website at lightbridge101.com. The music that you heard is from our friend Mike. He did the introduction music. All the music you hear on the show this evening is directly channeled to Mike, and he has it available for purchase. And you can check out all the great things that he has to offer at his website at mikesnyderc.com. And, of course, if you missed any of those links or anything, they're on our radio website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, I'm going to hand this over to Brigitte.
Thank you, Mark. And hello, everyone. Wishing you a happy new year. 2019, yeah, it is kind of hard to believe that we are already in the new year, and it was really fascinating for me. Now, I spent the last 2.5 weeks in Germany with my family, and at New Year's Eve, I could very much feel as it got closer to midnight still that heaviness of 2018 that I really felt throughout the whole year. And then as soon as midnight came, you could actually feel a frequency shift. It felt lighter. It felt like we are going to witness to be a little bit more supported than ever before. It felt more balancing, more stabilizing. So everything that Saint Germain has been talking about, I could actually feel. And so I invite you to really look beyond that darkness that you might feel, because it is darker, the days are darker, and there's so much going on a global level that certainly makes you want to feel depressed or feel that darkness. But when you go deeper, there's now more and more that seed of light within you that grows momentum, that gets stronger and stronger. And we can say with a year that vibrates to the number 12, and then, of course, to the number 3 when you add up the 12, it is really now coming apparent more and more so that we are stepping across the threshold to a new beginning. And that will be different for everyone. It will be very individual, whatever it means to you. It can be simply a consciousness shift. It can be that you leave one place of work to start something very different. It can be a move. It can be anything, a relationship ending, a new one beginning, whatever it is. It will truly be the conclusion to everything you've done in the last 11 years. And so sometimes we feel overwhelmed. Oh, my God, we hardly even have recovered from the previous year. Now we're stepping into the next year. But 2019 is truly meant for supporting you, for stabilizing you, for you just touching upon the last little bit of purging that might have to go on because you haven't addressed something. But there is a tremendous support you're going to feel if you allow yourself to feel it, of course. Key is to allow yourself to receive, to talk to the masters, to talk to the angels. I just talked to a very good friend of mine on the phone this morning, and we talked about, well, maybe it was yesterday morning, we talked about how important it is to really make them your friend, to not just call upon them if there's an emergency, but to talk to them about everything, every day, every moment, and to include them into every part of your life. And so it is up to us to decide what are we going to attach to, what are we going to choose as our reality. Are we going to choose to see our glass half empty or half full? Are we going to choose to focus only on that what might represent discord or darkness? Or are we going to focus on something that is being born out of this darkness, a new consciousness, a new awareness, a new desire to speak a different type of truth that you might not have had that desire before? Now standing up and feeling that it's now time to truly walk your talk, and you wouldn't maybe have done that if it wasn't for some of the things that have happened in your life recently or in the last few years. So it is about looking at 2019 as an opportunity to truly walk your talk and to use all the tools you've learned. And you really don't need to be prepared any further to apply everything you've learned to redefine your reality, to not only redefine it, but to own now that you are a co-creator and that you have the ability to manifest heaven on earth if you choose to. And it's always your choice. Saint Germain always talks about the power of choice, how we choose at every moment how to react, how to embrace the things that are happening in our life. Are we seeing ourselves as victim, or are we seeing ourselves as the adventurers that are delving deep into the mysteries of life to walk a path and tread a path so others can follow it? So the idea is, how do you perceive your life to be, and what choices are you going to make right now that will propel you into the direction of your heart? The heart is going to be very important in 2019, more so than ever before, as now it is the time to work with your divine I Am presence. It is the time to listen to your soul and your spiritual self communicating to you. So times this year should be spent with focusing more on your inner voice, to quiet yourself, to use music, to step away from the busy outer world and to go within and to calm yourself down and to remember who you are, that you are truly an aspect of God, Source, Creator, all that is. One of the mantras that I've been saying a lot that really have helped me is, when I breathe in, I say, I am an aspect of God. Or even better yet, I am one with God. And when I breathe out, I say, and God is one with me. I am one with God when I breathe in, and when I breathe out, and God is one with me. And by doing that, I shift my vibrational frequency and I remind my cellular self, I remind every part of myself that I'm not just human. I am human within the divine experience of all that is, and that my humanness is the temple that allows the divine expression to come through in a unique and individuated way. So being human means being divine. Being human means to have the opportunity and the means to be love in action, to be the Christ consciousness in action, to be the violet flame in action, to live your divinity even with that, what you might deem imperfection, to own your imperfection in the knowing that that is your divine self too. And to own all the chaos, all that what has kept you, what you might have believed has kept you from your alignment with your divine I Am presence, to celebrate it as also part of the divine, that it is not your enemy, that it is simply pushing you and propelling you forward to become more of who you are, to make you stronger, make you more focused, make you more determined to be that messenger, that channel, that instrument of love, that instrument of light that you're always meant to be. You wouldn't listen to this radio show if you were not a powerful channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light. And so let now the music of Mike speak to your heart. Let the Diksha that Mark is going to offer to align you further through the oneness blessing with your divine self, let it open you up. Let it touch you deeply in the knowing that you are one with God and God is one with you. And if you have a problem with the word God, you can replace it with anything. You are one with the universal force of all that is, and the universal force of all that is one with you. You are one with the Buddhic mind, and the Buddhic mind is one with you. Don't limit yourself because you have an issue with one word. Expand your consciousness and own that you are part of something greater, and that greater is part of you too. You are not alone. Very often I find that loneliness can be our greatest challenge. We so much seek to have a companion, to find someone that we can live our life with, that understands us. But it starts with being a companion to your own self. Are you your own greatest friend? Do you love yourself fully? Do you accept yourself fully? And most importantly, do you listen to yourself? Do you listen to your body? Do you listen to your heart? Or do you shut that part of yourself down because you're too busy or you're too concerned to give to someone else? Give to you. Have the relationship with you. And then the outer relationship will happen too. And yes, sometimes it sounds so easy to say these things and then to really apply them into your everyday life can be extremely difficult. But that is also what we hang on to keep ourselves believing that we are alone and separate. It is a funny way that we use to sabotage ourselves with. And then we use TV or we use our phones or iPads and instant messages, Facebook, whatever we can find to keep ourselves busy and away from us. But the truth is, go within. Go into the silence of the temple of your divine human self and feel and know that you are God. You are divinity. And let yourself feel that in every particle, in every fiber of yourself. You feel it when you're out in nature, but you should allow yourself to feel it all the time. And if anything is hindering it, use reminders to remind yourself, yes, there's all this that is keeping me from feeling as one, whether it's traffic, whether it's someone who's riding right on the back of your car, but just even put a little sign up or put a reminder in your phone that tells you every 30 minutes that you are one with all that is, that you're one with love, that you're one with light, that you're one with divine providence, whatever it is that helps you to remember who you are. The Buddhist way is very much to remind yourself to focus on your in-breath and your out-breath as a means to bring your attention back to you, to bring your attention back to the present moment. Before I went to Germany, I had this moment of anxiety. I don't even remember what exactly it was about. And Saint Germain guided me to truly be in the moment, to let go of the past, to let go of the future, to detach from one and the other, and to just be in this moment. And what I found, and you can test it out yourself, that in the present moment, when you're truly present to the now, there is no fear, there is no anxiety. Fear, anxiety, all the discord that sometimes comes up within you only comes up when you're focusing on either the past or the present. So when you focus on your in-breath and your out-breath, when you focus on what it is that you do at that specific moment, whether it is walking, singing, dancing, eating, sleeping, well, you wouldn't really focus on your sleeping, but whatever it is, when you focus on your actual movement and what it is you're doing, you bring yourself back into the present moment. And that moment holds a key to your divine openness, to your evolvement, to your stepping into your divine master self, and to truly own the Christ itself that you are. It is when you are in the now that you can call down the Holy Spirit in ways that will profoundly change your life around. You can use your in-breath and out-breath as a way to focus on, when you breathe in, I call in the Holy Spirit into every aspect of myself. And when you breathe out, I release all that, what is hindering for the Holy Spirit to enter my body. It is very simple to use the in-breath as a way to allow things to come in that you want to have in your life, and as you breathe out, to release it, to let go whatever it is that no longer serves you. So there is that energy of circulation, that energy of movement, and in that, the statement of gratitude, and you all know it, it's nothing new I'm telling you, I'm just reminding you that the words that you use hold a vibration and make a profound difference. So when you breathe in, you say thank you for the divine love that is now entering me. Thank you for the divine gift that is working within me and through me out into the world. Then you create a vibrational frequency that brings abundance to you, that brings more to you. And so in the gratitude, there is the key for abundance. And there is no need for us to live in limitations anymore. There's no need for us to live in sadness or sorrow or separation anymore. We are the way showers. We have chosen to live in discord and chaos and everything else. But we've only allowed this to happen so that we can move ourselves out of this into a place of peace and harmony and abundance. And you are at a brink, you are at a crucial moment where it is for you to decide, what am I going to continue to attach myself to? What am I going to continue to feed with my energy? Or what is it that I'm going to rather focus on? What is it that I rather want to empower? What nurtures me? What fills myself, my heart up with joy and happiness? Make some good choices. And so I invite you now, as we are going to play the first piece of music from Mike, and you're going to get the Diksha. And I invite you to actually quietly, as you listen to the music and receive the Diksha, to use that technique of breathing in slowly, breathing out slowly, and to bring into you what it is that you want to have with you, and to breathe out of you what it is you want to release. And it's kind of nice that it's still the beginning of 2019, where we can really focus on what is it that we want to bring into this new year. And what is it that we want to leave behind? What no longer serves us? And you can thank it for the lesson it has taught you, because nothing is happening by accident. Everything has purpose. So when you send it out, thank you, but I now let you go. I've learned the lesson I needed to learn. I'm now letting it go. And so feel the energy circulating. And Mark, why don't you play the Mark Divine 2 piece for the first piece, so that everyone with Yadiksha can really go into that bringing in abundance and letting go of what no longer serves them.
And then when we come back,
Saint Germain or wherever, we'll start speaking through me. And just be reminded, for those of you who have questions, realistically, that's not going to happen until about 9 p.m. So just be aware of that you're not going to be able to ask questions before, and Mark will say the phone number at that time again, too. All right. So the double M's, you go right ahead.
Thank you.
Greetings. I am Archangel Jophiel, and it is with so much joy that I greet all of you at the beginning of this new year. I represent the light of the sun, and as such, I come to you to remind you that you yourself are the sun of the sun of all the suns. You hold the light within you. And I know that some of you think about the light and might consider that where there's light, there are also shadows. But think about it in a different way. If you truly hold on to the light within you, to the sun within you, when there's light, there can't be darkness. You might see where there are shadows. You might see where there is darkness. But if you hold true to the light within you, you can bring that light into every aspect of your life. And you can truly own the channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light that you are, that has brought you here to usher a new era into Gaia, into humanity's life. It is time for you to own that you are light. Yes, you are an aspect of all that is. And so, of course, you are light and darkness. But in this lifetime, for the purpose of what it is that you're doing here on Earth at this time, your focus needs to be about the light within you. Yes, you've learned all the lessons you need to learn about darkness. You've learned all the lessons you need to learn about separation. Now it is time for you to truly own the light that you are, to own the expanded consciousness of oneness that you have, to own the beating of your heart that speaks the language of your divine I Am presence. It is for you to forge forward, just like the many saints and masters have done before you, and to raise the frequency not only within yourself, but within your surroundings, and sending it out into the world. What is happening right now on a global level is only giving you an opportunity to be that light tower, to be that beacon of love and light and hope, always meant to be. There is no right way or wrong way about doing this. It is simply feeling who you are, that you are one with all that is, and that you have the power and the strength of all that is working with you and through you. Don't let yourself get intimidated by that what appears to be stronger or to be dark or to be interfering with your path. Focus on everything being part of that light that is within you. That even the detour is part of the path of light. That even when something is taken from you, it is part of the path of the light. And even if something is withheld from you, it is part of the path of the light, of your light, of the beautiful, brilliant light that you are, creating a bridge between heaven and earth, creating a bridge across the threshold to greater consciousness, And we are not judging any form of consciousness. But Gaia is ready. Gaia is ready to shift to a consciousness of peace and of love and of a consciousness that supports the weaker to become stronger, that supports the sick to be healed, to remember their divine essence too, that supports healthy oxygen and air to breathe in, that supports a balanced and healthy environment and nature being included in everyone's life. Gaia is ready for this. And so it is only a matter of time before humanity as a whole will shift too. And everything that you're witnessing, maybe even within you, but also outside of you, it's the fear to let go. It's the fear to let yourself fall into the light and to allow yourself to be attached to nothing. Because when light hits surface, it doesn't pick the surface that it hits or doesn't hit. It doesn't pick where to go, where not to go. It doesn't judge as something being better and something being worse. It just shines. And whatever is in the path of that light will receive it, no matter what. And whatever is in that path of light has a choice. It can stay in that light, or it can step out of that light. Everyone always has a choice. And so it is for you to release the concern or the worries about free will of others and how will you affect others around you. All you can do is be true to yourself, gently but consistently. Light has something to do with truth. Light is connected to the second sacred flame. Light is connected to the Buddhic mind, where you become mindful of everything that you do and choose. Wisdom comes from a place where you've gained an understanding and you're willing to share it with others. You're willing to speak your truth. You're willing to live your true self. Now, I understand that some of you might feel that you are in an environment where you can't really express your spirituality or express your truth out of fear of being misunderstood, being persecuted, being judged, being punished even. But the truth that you are, does that really always need words? Do you need to say, I believe in God, I believe in the Christ, I believe in Buddha, I believe in the illumination, I believe that we are all one? Or can you live it? Can you just live it by allowing the words to quietly come out from within you by setting an example, by being inclusive and not exclusive, by allowing your light to touch everyone, not just certain ones. But that also asks of you to take better care of that light that is within you, to take better care of the lantern that carries that light, because your body is that lantern. Your body is that light tower that sends out the light. So if you truly want to own that light, it is important for you in this year more than ever to pay attention to how you support the environment, the physical self, to continuously uphold that higher vibration of love and light. When you are owning that you are the son of the sons, when you are owning that you are illumination in action, then don't you want to have the windows clear and cleaned up so that that light can shine through these windows effortlessly out into the surroundings. So it is important to take stock of your life and to take stock of your actions and your choices and to make a very honest assessment of the necessities of some of the things that you do every day. Ask yourself, does that truly benefit you? Ask yourself why it is that you're doing what you're doing. And what you will find underneath that is that there only are two answers to every choice. Is it made out of love or is it made out of fear? There's only two answers to all of your actions, to all of your motivations. Is it love or is it fear? So my message to you too in 2019 is simplify your life even further. Simplify your life by asking yourself if whatever it is you choose to do benefits you from a place of love or benefits you out of fear. And it is okay to still make choices out of fear. You are human, you're part of the human collective. And yet you've reached a level now, a greater level than ever before, where you have the opportunity to live your Christ itself, to live your Master self every moment of your life. To spend time going within and following the path of illumination that will take you into a new form of existence. So I invite you now to close your eyes and to take a few deep breaths. And with every out-breath, allow yourself to sink deeper within your own inner self, within your heart. Breathe in and breathe out and allow yourself to settle within your heart center. And simply see yourself as in your heart center, sitting in a lotus position, palms open, and being willing to receive, being willing to have your crown open, to have all parts of you open, to receive the ray of light in an easy and effortless way. So feel your crown opening. Feel all of your chakras responding to your crown opening. Feel your Antahkarana, that inner channel of yours, opening up too. And from source, from all that is, that pure divine light of grace shall descend now and enter you through your crown, and fill you up. Breathe deeply in and out, and feel yourself be filled up with that light, that grace, that gentle touch that only your divine self has for you. And there's nothing that you really need to do to force this light into you. You don't have to pull it. You don't have to push it. You don't have to demand it or command it. Simply open your heart. Simply see yourself in a receptive position, in a grateful position, in the knowing that this light is there to nurture you and to fill you up. So breathe it in. Feel it filling you up, every cell in your body, every muscle, every nerve strand, every organ, everything is being nurtured by that light. It is a different kind of food, but it is just, if not even more powerful than regular food. And as you sit there in stillness, in the receptive mode that you're in, you can feel something within your heart, within yourself, within the deepest recesses of yourself, responding to that light. It is almost like a little engine that is being turned on by that light. You can feel it vibrating within you. And your whole spinal area responds to that vibration. Every part of your body responds to that vibration. And you can relax even more. And in this state, you can suddenly sense that there is no separation between you and the room you're sitting in, no separation between you and the floor, the earth, no separation between you and everyone else that is living on this planet. And so the light that you've allowed yourself to receive is now shifting your perception of your borders. It is shifting your perception of that what you believe to be you versus that what you believe to be someone else or something else. In this place, there is no difference. There is no longer you and others. There's just that sense of ever-expanding oneness. And so you can feel yourself no longer being separate as an individuated human self from Earth, but being one with Gaia. No longer just having your own heartbeat, but also feeling the heartbeat of Gaia as your own. And so you, in the light that you are now infusing your light into the light that is within Mother Earth. Simply let yourself, that no longer holds any form of separation from your surroundings, that no longer has form, allow the self that you are now, which is light consciousness, to enter Earth, but not to enter Earth like you're stepping into Earth, but simply by becoming one, by merging, by feeling your essence within the essence of Gaia. And simply let this process take place. Feel, as Gaia feels, the deep love and compassion, patience and understanding for all living creatures, including humans, and the knowing that there's an evolutionary process that is necessary for certain new awakenings to take place upon all of creation on the surface of the earth, the way Gaia looks, and the knowing that no matter how much there are wars and moments of darkness and separation, that eventually humanity is going to shift. It's going to change. Is changing. Is changing right now. And so, just like you are sitting in a lotus position within your own self, we want you now to also envision yourself within the heart, in the center of the earth, to be part of Gaia, but to also come back to a little bit of form yourself, to see yourself now sitting within the center of the earth in a lotus position, acknowledging the temple, the sacred temple that you've entered the moment you entered the center of Gaia, of her heart. There are rainbow colors, and there are columns of light. And deep within the center, you can sense and feel the soul of Gaia and her connection to her own divine I Am presence. There is alignment, there's power, and there is direction. Gaia understands what's happening on Earth right now. You don't. You don't need to understand. Your job is to have trust and faith that you're always at the right place at the right time. Your job is to let go of control and to surrender to your divine I Am presence to work with you and through you. Your job is to be the light that shows others the path out of the darkness into a liberated, more liberated form of existence. And so take a moment now. It's in the heart of Gaia. It's in the temple of Earth, of the Shekinah. And feel the beauty of this place. That no matter what is happening on the surface, this beauty that is the heart of Gaia cannot be diminished. And together, join now, heart and heart together. Feel your heart as one with the heart of Gaia. And look upon that, what is happening in your own life, as well as many others. Look at it from the point of view, from the eyes of Gaia. And feel yourself be lifted up in the process. Lifted up towards a unique light. A rainbow light. A rainbow flame. That Gaia has ignited within herself for you. It is not only a flame that allows you to rejuvenate. But it is a flame that will ask you to make an important choice in your life at this time. It is a choice to once and for all either own the light that you are, own the spiritual leader and healer that you are, or to continue to sabotage it by questioning whether you're strong enough or ready enough. What is it going to be? Are you going to say yes to yourself or question yourself? And so allow yourself to enter the healing forces, empowering forces of the rainbow flame. And simply choose who you feel you are from your heart, not because someone is telling you who you are, but because it is time furthermore to own the light that you are. And so, Mark, if you can please play Tranquil Whispers at this time to allow everyone to experience that rainbow flame that is offered to them by Gaia. Thank you. So we ask you now to take this rainbow bridge out of the heart of Gaia to the tallest mountain on Earth. Reach the tallest mountain and look upon the Earth and send that rainbow ray into the heart of everyone who's ready to receive. Just simply see all of Earth being filled in that rainbow ray, in that rainbow flame that is purifying, that is the bridge that brings heaven to Earth. That is who you are, a bridge, a doorway, a portal through your light. And sometimes it will be all of the rainbow colors. Sometimes it will only be one ray alone that you're bringing through into your life and to those you come in contact with. But have no doubt, you are one who can break down the purity of the light of oneness into unique different aspects, like the spectrum from a rainbow, to bring healing, to bring empowerment, to bring love into a world that is seeking to evolve, that underneath all of that turmoil, there's a deep-rooted desire for change, for a new beginning, and therefore celebrate the new beginning in your own life just as much as you're helping others to find the courage for a new beginning as well. Now take this rainbow all the way back to your physical self. When you allow yourself to re-enter your body, feel that rainbow fully illuminated within your heart, in yourself. You are so much more than you give yourself credit for. You're so worried at times about simple little situations in your life. Breathe out that worry and remember who you are. There's absolutely nothing you should be afraid of. Every experience is just that. An experience of how you can feel, be, sense, celebrate your divine self in physical form. So be open to these experiences. Be still and listen to your divine self as it guides you into the deeper understanding of each experience, so that you can climb the ladder of evolution, that you can climb the ladder of ascension to reach a new level of awareness. It has been a great honor to be with you at this time. I am Archangel Jophiel, and simply know that I shall support you to hold that light strong within you, to remember that you are truly an aspect of God's source creator, all that is, and that it is that what you bring forward into this world. Blessings to you. And it is so. I will now step back, and if we can just play a small piece of music for the shift to take place. You can simply play right now, illuminating the fifth ray mark. And then when that is done, you can announce the phone number and we can get ready for Saint Germain to come through to answer any questions. Blessings to you, and it is so. Namaste.
All right. For anybody who wants to ask questions, you can call in at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, you ready, Saint Germain?
Go right ahead.
All right, Kimberly, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance to you?
Yes, my question is about the new job. I have a new job, and it's teaching students. And I just want to know how to use my light to help them.
How have you used your light in the past?
To just show them who I am. To show them, I guess, the truth of what it is through my actions and through my words, more than the content that I teach, but how I live.
Beautiful. So by setting an example, correct? By living your light, by showing that there's nothing to be afraid of, by showing that miracles can happen every day, and that there's a synchronicity that holds everything together. And so that is simply what you're going to continue to do, to be that light, to set an example, to live your truth. But do it gently and mindful that not everyone is ready to embrace the light as strongly as you are, but simply by connecting heart to heart with everyone that you come in contact with, and to offer them gently that light and allowing them to make a choice to either stand in that path of light and to remain there or to step away from it, is the way that you can bring great transformation into the world. So continue what you're doing, continue being an example, and know that it is not so much what you say, but it is the fact that the words that you say will be laced with your light. Simply be aware of that. Now that also gives power to the words that you speak, so keep that in mind and use it responsibly, which I know you will. Because with more light comes more power. With more power becomes the responsibility to not make it your will, but thy will through you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So your job is to embrace your human self and thank it for having kept you safe, but also asking your human self not to interfere with the message that your divine self wants to bring forward.
Okay.
Thank you. Blessings to you, my dear. And it is so.
Thank
Namaste.
You. Namaste.
Okay, Marilyn, you're on the air.
Hello, Saint Germain.
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance to you?
I have a question about my higher self. I'm wondering if my higher self is distant or is it close to me?
There are times when your higher self is distant, and there are times when your higher self is very close. It all depends on your willingness to let go of any need and to simply allow your divine self to come through in a manner that is of your highest good. What you're concerned about is that there are times where you feel kind of closed off, almost disconnected at times. And you wonder why that is. And you question it because you're so dedicated to your spiritual path, to your spirituality, and to your connection with us. So you don't exactly like it when it happens, when that feeling of disconnectedness happens. But there's a very good reason for that. sometimes all of us step back to wait for you to make some important choices. We don't want to take the free will away from you.
Mm.
At the core, you're the one who needs to choose the path, who needs to choose which way to go. And we will never do this for you. We can guide you, we can prepare you, but at the most significant times of initiation, it will feel like you're standing there all alone, where in reality it is the test of recognizing that you can never be alone, that you are one with all that is, and that it is mm-hmm. in those moments that it is for you to transform and transmute any sense of separation in the knowing that that is simply not possible.
Oh. So when I have a decision to make and I'm intentionally being in with the energy of love and truth of who I am, and I make that decision, sometimes it may feel like I'm stepping out there alone, but that's actually part of the whole of me, I guess, the divine.
And it is owning the master self. It is owning the Christ itself within you. So you don't give your power away to anybody or anything. Because it is so easy for any one of you to say, Saint Germain, tell me if I should take the left road or the right road. My answer to you is, either road will serve you in teaching you more about yourself. So what road do you feel guided to take? It is not for me to tell you that the left road is going to bring more pain, because that is even up to you, how you choose to perceive the experiences that come along that road. It is not for me to already judge or to already block you from something. You choose the direction of your life. We are not meant to take your power away of your free will. And sadly, we so often see many of you coming to us, asking us, what shall we do? Why? What direction shall we move into? And our answer to you is, what is your heart telling you to do? What do you mm-hmm. feel to be true in the deepest parts of yourself? Then we will support you on that chosen path. But make the choice first.
Okay. That's very clear. Thank you for that perfect guidance. Thank you.
You're very welcome, my dear. Thank you for calling in. And now that I'm with you always, namaste.
Namaste.
Helena, you're on with Saint Germain.
Thank you. Hi, Saint Germain.
Greetings, my dear.
Greetings. Whatever it is that I should hear now, please. Thank you.
So you're calling in to want to hear from me what it is you want to hear or you should be hearing. My message to you is release the attachments, release the needs, and find a way to truly open up to that light that Archangel Jophiel talked to you about. You have tremendous potential on your path, always had a tremendous connection to Gaia, a tremendous love to what God and Source is all about. And yet there's a part of you that is afraid to open up to your true light and to your true power. And so my message to you is say yes to all of you, even the parts of you that you feel are limiting you, because it is your perception of seeing those parts as limiting that make them so painful. It is a moment where you release that concept of limitation and celebrate each experience as a way for your divine self to express itself, then changes are going to come as quickly as a blink of an eye.
Just to be clear, could you just explain a little bit more how to do that, about embracing those parts of myself?
One of the ways you can do it is by stepping in front of a mirror, looking at your face, and say, yes, yes to you. I love myself, I accept myself, I accept all parts of myself. But the biggest part for you is to become more aware of your thought patterns in your day-to-day life. When you look at something that you feel is limiting, to shift the energy frequency by saying to yourself, thank you for this situation. Thank you for what it is that I'm experiencing now, because through this I am learning that all is one, all is divine, all is love, all is light. And that experience now can be completed so I can move forward into a place of expansiveness, of abundance, of love and joy. Do you see
it
is the same concept as, instead of seeing your glass half empty, to always focus on your glass being full, and by doing so, that what felt limiting can be released fully once and for all.
Okay, I'm with you. I do it sometimes, but clearly I don't do it all the time, for sure. Mm-hmm.
You have so much potential, and I'm with you always, my dear. Blessings to you.
Thank you. Blessings.
And it is so.
All right, Fanny, you're on with Saint Germain.
Hello, hello, hello.
Greetings, my dear.
Greetings and many blessings to everyone. This past Saturday had an experience. I received a phone call, and was that real?
Of course it was real. You know it was real.
I still have a hard time understand my physicality. Has a hard time understanding it and accepting it. And I don't know what to do with it now.
You're not meant to do anything right now. Just open your heart. Be in alignment with your divine I Am presence. And go within yourself and ask what feelings are coming up. And just almost like being in a movie theater, watch the different feelings coming up. And ask yourself, when these feelings are coming up, what is the root thought behind these feelings? Where did I feel this before? What is happening here? And then as you come to the root thought of the feeling, then you can make a choice. The choice is to say in gratitude, thank you, I no longer choose to experience this, or to say, wow, there it is. There is the root of what it is that I choose to experience. Yes, this is it. This is my passion. This is what I want to follow. This is a feeling I choose to experience in my life at this time. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It is a time of choosing. Don't rush. Just allow the feelings to bubble up so that you become, you move to a clearer understanding of the path that you choose going forward. This is a very powerful time for you, a powerful time of new beginning, but also moving you in touch with a part of yourself that you've not allowed, that you've denied yourself to experience. Now it is time for you to experience it.
Was it wrong that I shared it with someone?
There is no right or wrong. It is fine to share it. Just, again, ask yourself, what is the underlying force behind you doing what you're doing? And are you sharing it out of fear? Or are you sharing it out of joy? Exactly. So why even ask if it was wrong if there was that joy behind it, right?
Yes.
So that is key. There's still a lot of fear of making a mistake and a lot of self-judgment you're carrying. Breathe it out. Say, call in your divine I Am presence to take all that self-judgment and all that fear of making a mistake and to pull it out of you and to carry this heavy weight for you so that you no longer have to carry it.
I wasn't sure if she did receive it or not because I was in the process of sending it to her. There was someone else that came into the room on her end, and it feels like we got knocked. So I wasn't sure if she received it fully or not. Or
don't worry about that. Yes, she received it fully, and it's similar to what I said before to one of the other callers. There is never anything happening that is truly bad or an interference or a failing. That is just your interpretation of it. That is just your fear of not having been good enough, not having been strong enough to keep certain things at bay. Trust that when something is complete, it is complete. It is only a matter of setting a seed of light that already can unravel and can bring about great changes. So trust that whatever needed to happen did happen.
Will I ever be able to speak to him again?
Yes.
Okay. I love you.
And
thank
I
you
love
also
you.
For being there.
Always, my dear. I'm always with you. Blessings to you. Namaste.
Many blessings to you. Namaste.
All right, Diana. You're on with Saint Germain.
Hi, Saint Germain. It's Diane.
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance?
First, I just want to thank Archangel Jaffael for coming through. I just adore her, and that was great. I wanted to also just share with you a little bit about some things that have been going on with the amount of anger that I have experienced, but a shift has taken place, and it's almost like a curtain dropped, and it went from an extreme anger to where I was literally crying on your shoulder spiritually. I know you were there. Sanat Kumara was there, and I think Archangel Michael was there. It was like one after the other came, and I was just crying on your shoulder, and it happened again within the last week and a half or so. And then the next day I went to a journeying circle and I embraced my most humbling teachers to thank them for the work that I've done with them, that they put me through. I think I got most of them. I don't know if I got them all, but I think I got most of them. If there's any lingering ones, I'm sure it'll show up. But it seems as though something has taken place and a shift has taken place, and I'm not angry anymore, or not to that degree. So I was wondering if you could give me a little clarity of that, like what happened, because it was like a curtain dropped. It was like, okay, we're done, boom. So I was just wondering if you could share a little bit about
that. You're certainly going through an important transformation, and so are many of you. And you are consistently being prepared to hold more light. That's why you feel so connected to Archangel Jaffael. But also acknowledge that you're here on Earth to assist in the transforming transmutation of fear, of discord, of darkness. And underneath anger is fear. And you have taken on a lot of that fear from your surroundings on this planet to transform it and transmute it into love and light. And the crying is the final release. It is the letting go of attachments. And so I invite you very much to look in this process to where are there still attachments? Where are you choosing to put your energy towards within your mind, within yourself? And also consider that there has been a very powerful astrological alignment with that last new moon. And so everything you've done, all the purging you've done, all that darkness you have transformed and transmuted through the anger that you worked through has made a profound difference, not only for you, but also for many others, as it cleared out and made room for a new light to enter. So your job now is to simply be empty, be nothing, be open, and allow that new frequency, that new light to enter you, that new understanding that is going to come from this. Don't rush it. Simply allow it to go its natural path. This is not so much about figuring it out, but more about being receptive within yourself and to allow it to open up like a beautiful lotus flower, petal by petal, and it will do that for you. Don't underestimate also the path you're on, which is very much a path of the gateway of death. You went through a dying process. That anger, that frustration, that pain was a part of your human self dying off so that more of your divine self could enter. Does that help?
That makes a lot of sense. Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Good.
I really appreciate that. Yes, I'm
absolutely.
Really. Thank you.
Very welcome. And thank you for your willingness to work through this. Blessings to you, my dear. And it is
Namaste.
So. Namaste.
All right, Saint Germain, you're all set.
Thank you. And I wish all of you a happy new year. And now that this is a very, very important year, an important year to open yourself up more to your light, more to your divine purpose, more to your divine gifts to be expressed on earth. It will be beautiful to watch the transformation that is going to take place in every one of your life. Blessings to you. It is so. I am Saint Germain, and it is done. Namaste.
Well, that's a great way to start off the new year.
Yes, and thank you, everybody, for listening and calling in. And it's always a great honor. And, Mike, you're with us, too. I think you're on the other line, too. Is there anything you want to share with everyone? We never let you talk, so now is your chance.
Oh, it's just a great show today. I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed on focusing on the light within.
Yeah, and thank you for your music. It always adds so much to the radio shows. And thank you, Mark, for doing the Diksha. I mean, you're holding the healing space. Mike, you with the music. And again, thank you all. I think we're going to have a great year. We got to have trust and faith that this year will be a lot more supported, a lot better than the previous years where we still did a lot of purging. So this is it for this month. We have we are reconnecting in a month from now, the second Tuesday of the month, around, I guess it will be around Valentine's Day, so it'll be all about love, I'm sure. So thank you very much. Love you lots, and peace out.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.